want to tell you what I got off to last night. I think you'd like to hear about the filthy fantasy that ran through my mind while my fingers worked my clit and I pumped my pussy with my favorite toy. I couldn't come from rubbing my clit alone. I needed to feel full, to feel how you'd fill me up. I fantasized about your length, opening me up, exploring my insides, working between the folds of my cunt, hurting me, because that's what I wanted. It's still what I want. I can't recount this fantasy without touching myself. I hope you don't mind if I work my pussy while I tell you what I want. I really, really hope you'll take out your big, beautiful dick for me and come with me. I want you to spill a hot, thick load for me. See, I was out for dinner and some drinks. It was a late thing. Around 9-ish, we were gonna go out, just us girls. It was after work, and I had to stay late. I hadn't come in days. I was a soaking, desperate little mess by the time I got home. I ran a bath and played with my greedy cunt while I bathed. I prefer coming once I'm out of the tub, so I dried off, poured a glass of wine, and sat in my bed. I realized my lift would be there soon, so I made the executive decision to dress and masturbate at the same time. Lotion and perfume first. Only, I could still smell my cunt. Desperate and greedy. Mingling with the smell of my perfume. Oh. I pulled on panties, lacy and revealing, and a dress. Low cut at my breasts, but supporting enough that I didn't need a bra. I left my dress at my hips and played with my clit over my panties. I worked my hot little slit through my panties too, and before long, I was drenched. I needed a new pair, but I knew I'd hear a hoot outside my place at any moment, so I kept working my cunt. Eventually pressing a couple fingers inside myself. But I couldn't find my G-spot without a toy. I needed a cock inside me. I reached into my bedside table, pulled out a necklace, and my toy. I slid it inside of myself while I crept on my knees and crawled over to my wardrobe for my heels. My ass and cunt on display for anyone to see. The fleshy toy poking out of my cunt. Every movement I made on my knees pressed the cold toy against my spot and pushed me closer and closer. I lay on the floor and ducked my fake cock in and out of my cunt with my heels next to me. My panties to the side, skirt over my hips, and Oh, I plowed my cunt greedily. I needed to come. I moaned like a whore. And I fucked myself. Thinking of your hands on me. Your weight over me. Your cock pumping in and out of your pretty slut's tight cunt. And then the hooting started. Oh my god, I was a mess. I hadn't come. I pulled my toy out. I was so annoyed. But I sucked my cunt juices clean off. I pulled my panties back in place, my skirt down, heels on. And I walked downstairs and climbed into the car, still smelling of sex and hot pussy. I'm pretty sure I smelled like a bitch in heat. And that scent went with me all night. To the restaurant, where I had to run to the bathroom to rub my cunt while I had a chance. But I just couldn't come without being full. Later at the bar, I wanted to lift my dress for any guy near me to see. Then spread my cunt lips open and let him fuck his load so deep into me it would take days to leak out. I wanted to be fucked and bred and raped. Yes, raped. I got quite tipsy, drinking a couple drinks too many. Before I knew it, I was a few blocks from my house, and I wanted to walk the rest of the way to catch the cool air and sober up a little. My friend dropped me off, knowing it was a safe neighborhood, and when I eventually slipped into bed, I had the filthiest fantasy running through my head. See, it starts where I'm leaving the bar, walking home. My ass in my tight dress. The scent of pussy and sex on me. Attracting you. Making you want me. I walk oblivious to you trailing me. Oblivious to the strong, handsome man just behind me. The pervert breathing in the smell of sex deeply, intoxicated in his desire to fuck me. You don't even see me, you just smell me. A little whore who needs to be fucked, to be raped. I near my home, but I stop. Knowing you're behind me, and I wait for you to catch up. I slip down an alleyway, and when you come around, you see me with my back to the wall. You don't say a thing, just grip me by the wrists and press your lips against mine. Your tongue deep in my mouth. Whiskey, tequila, your taste. I push back against you and slam my hand at your face. I want you angry. I catch you, warm against your cheek. Stubble making my hand sting. I go again, but you grab my wrist this time, and you force me down to my knees. You tell me, kneel like a good whore. And you press your crotch to my face. I can smell your hot, heavy cock through your pants. I breathe in deeply. And I feel my cunt clench and release. over and over, stretching myself in anticipation of what's to come. And then my hands are free and my head is back against the brick wall. Your cock is deep in my mouth, down my throat. You're thick and heavy. Your balls are full and pressed against my face. Your cock smells so musky and masculine. I want to swallow your cock and your balls at the same time. I'm gagging. Spit dripping onto my breasts. My mascara running down my cheeks. A proper good little whore, as you kept telling me. Then you're choking me, and I'm desperate to be fucked. You let me up for breath, and I beg, no, please, don't do this. Even though I'm grinding my hips together, I want to be raped, not just fucked. Your cock is in the back of my throat. And my cheeks go hot as you slap me. And then I'm up again, facing the wall. Your mouth is at my neck, my shoulder, and you lick me all over. Your hot breath dizzying me, smelling of sex and desire. Don't say a fucking word, you say to me. You rip my panties aside and burn my thigh. I can feel it now. The heat from the mark. I love running my fingers over it while I come to the memory of you. My dress is up around my hips, my panties torn, and you're inside my cunt. No, I gasp, but it's a lie. I want it so badly, and my cunt tells you so. There isn't a single sound but for the wet smacking of your cock. Disappearing inside of me. We become one for a second. And then you're out again. Repeated over and over. You don't say a thing. You just grunt over and over. And then I'm coming. It sneaks up on me. I can't get my hands free. All I want to do is feel your balls and rub my clit. But I can't. And then your hand is on my clit. And your balls are slamming into me. And the wet, sloppy sound of my cunt embarrasses me. But that only turns me on more. After I come, I give up. I'm moaning. Rape me. Please, please rape your cheap whore. Make me your victim, please. Oh, I've needed you. I've needed it all day long. You're grunting and pounding your cock into me. Kissing my cheek. As close to my mouth as you can get. I'm so filthy. I stick my tongue out and you take it into your mouth. raping me against the brick wall. Oh, making me milk your dick while you suck on my tongue. We're both breathless. The only time you leave my tongue alone is to remind me what a good little rape slut I am. How you smelled me at the bar. How you could almost taste my sloppy cunt. Oh, how you knew I'd love to be raped because it's what I deserve. Oh, I come again. Just like I'm about to now. Oh, my cunt gets tighter and I know you're gonna come. Oh, I push you back out of me and I turn to face you. Oh, I pull out of my tight dress and spread my legs wide open, leaning against the brick wall. And I tell you, fuck me. Fuck me and then come in my mouth. I want to taste your cum on my mouth. On my tongue. You're kissing me and fucking me. Raping me. Pounding me. Our tongues are together. Your balls get tight. Are they tight now too, baby? Are your balls tight for your hot little slut? Have you been pacing yourself for this moment? Just waiting and waiting until I let you explode. Show me how good you are at raping me. Pound your perfect fucking dick. Let me milk it with my wet cunt. Your personal little toy. Use me. Use your cum dump. It's what I'm here for. You don't have to ask. Oh, you just rape any pretty little whore who deserves it, don't you? I come on your cock. Gushing wetness all over your beautiful cock. Oh, and then it's time. You pull out and shove me to my knees. My tongue is out, wet and ready for you. I'm transfixed on the tip of your cock. Eyeing that perfect little slit where your cum is gonna shoot from. I look up at you and back at your cock. My perfect hazel eyes watering. Ready for you. My fingers at my clit, still rubbing. Gonna feed your little slut now, I whimper. And I press my tongue right at your tip. Come for me. Let me taste your cum, please. Oh, stroke your thick fucking cock and come for me. Oh, right now, come with me, please. Please do it. Oh, I'm gonna come again. Oh, make a fucking mess right here in bed. Just like I did in that alleyway. Oh, spilling my cunt juice all over. Shit. Oh, come for me. Oh, oh, come for me. Oh, 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 oh. You taste so good. Mmm. I bet your balls are empty now. And I suck hard on your sensitive tip. Just the right amount of pleasure to let those last drops of cum spill onto my tongue. And I swallow it like a good girl. And then I'm up again. And we make out. I'm breathless, but I just can't get enough of your mouth and your tongue. And then I pull my dress down, put my tits back in, and with one last kiss, I'm off and up the stairs into my house. You know I'll be waking up with the taste of your cum on my tongue, masturbating and pressing against all the bruises and marks you've left on me. I hope you'll be back to warn me not to say anything. Maybe in my bed this time.